Friends at a Table by Menke Katz, in English translation, narrated by Stanley H. Barkin. For my friend who died before his time, Laser Saffron. Part 1. Faraway places have never enticed me. Wanderlust has never eaten a moment of my time. With friends at a table, I flew through the whole world heart to heart, wandering through conversations is the destiny of my life. Wandering at a table is the oldest voyage around the world. A friend at the table is more beautiful than the beauty of all travels. What sunrise can lighten the world like a friend at the table? What stunts of an airplane can pull off the wonder of a word? What ships sails light as a chat over a cup of coffee? Hark, a word, Noah's page, here's a stride, a wind, the first train. Hark, a word, a rock, a hero who draws the earth to the stars. Hark, a word, a hand that takes all the evil away from here. All the good things remain baffled by this dazzle of joy, zest, and plenty. The earth grows young. Man is new as Adam's first gaze at creation. Part 2. Oh, the glowing talk with friends until late at night. The light of suns that never set gives light round the table. The word is the only sword in the fiercest battles. Cigarette smoke rings blow planets around the table. A chat over a cup of coffee is the longest journey. Oh, to travel through the sunny chatter from blindest antiquity to the time when gardens will rise in the place of gallows, when towers of dream will mate with towers of steel. Hark, the table, flowerbed for a faraway unsown rose. Hark, Isaiah, warrior against the sword, sits with us at the table. Hark, a child pulls a vegetarian wolf out of the Bible, banishing the weeping of man, tree, and animal from all the earth. Oh, a chat with friends through the late night tells the world that after all the battles, the word will remain as the only sword.